Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When I apply my talent and I apply my work ethic and I apply my hard work, determination, research, why not me? Why not me?
You ended up buying your own house in London, one of the most expensive cities in the world, and you put down a deposit of 70,000 Great British Pounds sterling.
Let me tell you, this conversation switched.
Go ahead, we want
to
know.
That's one of my biggest regrets on YouTube.
Hello, and welcome to the To My Sisters podcast. I'm Renee.
I'm Courtney.
I'm Lydia.
And we are your online big sisters and hosts of today's episode of the To My Sisters podcast.
We are all about promoting the wellness, growth, and development of a community of sisters across the world.
And in today's conversation, we are talking to the Lydia Dinger, all-around boss, babe, social media content creator, and influencer.
Stop.
And we are here to talk about the real behind social media, as well as how to be a real model and not just a role model, and unpacking the boss, babe. So... I'm so giddy with joy.
Guys, if honestly. You could see Courtney right now, she is grinning like...
And what about me? No, the thing is, I am a fan. Like, I am such a fan of this podcast.
I don't know what to say.
And
I
know,
I'm
being so serious. Like,
fangirling right now.
When you posted on your story that you're starting a podcast and just the name alone, I was like, oh, To My Sisters. And then when you guys called yourselves the online big sisters, that's what I call myself.
If you
go in my little bio. I was like, I love these girls. I love the conversations. When I'm driving, I'm like, oh, they've got new episodes. And you guys upload so many episodes.
They're
long. And it's like, I'm like, oh, I'm a fan. So yeah, being here, I'm so nervous. That's like half my nerves. But I'm so glad to be here. Like, shout out to everyone who kind of directed us to them. You know how we did it.
You know what's so funny though? And this is we are so thankful that you're here, because we have been saying, as we plan and we strategize for this season, we want to have guests at some point. And we're thinking, oh yeah, you know, let's start. And after a couple months, you know, maybe a year, we'll get like a guest on. And then literally I was working from home. Yep. And so was Renee. And I get a WhatsApp message like, you basically need to go on Instagram now.
Right.
Lydia's listening to our podcast. Yes. I dropped everything, literally everything. And I went onto IG story and IG live and it was just mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. And so all the comments of, you know, get Lydia on the podcast, we were like, we're already finna get Lydia on the podcast.
Like, don't you worry, we're getting there.
We were already gonna do that. You were like first on our list. Like,
thank
we need
you.
To talk to Lydia, because you are just, first of all, you're not just somebody who's big right now, but you have been around creating amazing content.
You're making me grin.
As well as just literally just displaying not just black girl magic, but just joy and happiness. And I think that that is something in the most authentic and real way.
Thank you.
I think right now people like really enjoy that.
Thank you.
And yeah, so we are so happy to have you here. We are so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
So introduce yourself to us.
Oh my God, how do I introduce myself?
Be Lydia Dinger.
Oh my God, I feel like if I was to introduce myself right now, my first thing is honestly to say I am tired.
I am tired.
I feel like I'm tired. Like, I feel like there's a lot going on right now in the world and like we're all going through so many different things. We're all going through so many different things, and sometimes it gets tiring having to deal with what's going on in the world, and also having to present something that releases that stress for others. Does that make sense? When people are like, oh, I'm such an emotional person. Guys, I should have started with, I'm Lydia Dinger and I'm so much fun.
We went straight for the real.
Oh my God. I feel like when people write and they're like, oh, you make me feel so good about myself, or watching you succeed makes me feel like I can do it. It's a lot for me to take in.
Yeah.
I think that's why I'm really emotional lately. Mm. I feel like there's a lot of outpouring of love coming into me. But then at the same time, it's like it's a lot to try and give back to the world right now, considering what's going on. Like, there's a lot going on, you know. Coronavirus.
That's the thing.
Just in case anyone's like, what is she talking about?
It's 2020, just in case you're in the archives. It's 2020. Currently, we're in a pandemic.
Global.
It's a panoramic. No, that is so open and so honest. And I think it leads us to our first segment of today's episode, which is the realities of social media and being on social media. You've been on social media for quite a while. How many years have you been?
Baby, I told you that I had to know the dates. I was doing research and I was thinking, I went back to my videos and it says 2009.
Wow.
And now the year is 2020, guys. That's crazy. The year of the pandemic. So I've been on YouTube for 11 years. It's a long ass time.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's the longest job I've ever held.
I think it's longer than most people.
Yeah, this is true.
When I think about it, it's the longest job I ever held for real, willingly.
Wow. Yeah. So talk to us about that journey. What made you get into social media content creation?
Oh, it's so funny. It's just, I feel like it's just a coincidence. It's just like accumulation of coincidences, but also fruited and I guess, I don't know if that's a word, fruited, journeyed or nurtured via me being someone who's a creative. And so, and someone who, not even just a creative, someone who's a creative, someone who's an opportunist, somebody who takes chances, someone who's like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Someone who's like, yeah, why not me? Like, I never wanted to be a social media influencer. I never wanted to be the boss babe and all those very nice things you said about me at the start. I'm like, who said that? You think that about me? Like, it's nice. Like, I never set out to be those things. That's just, I guess, that those have just been amplified via the means of creativity that I've allowed myself to go down. I don't know if that makes it. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I guess I'm someone. I'm someone who just takes opportunities and just runs with them. I don't even know what was the question. I lost the question.
Just about your journey on social media.
Yeah, there you go. I'm someone who takes opportunities and I just run with them. So, for example, going to the UN.
That was crazy.
An opportunity. If you knew that I had like 7 days to prepare, they were like, it was the last day of uni term.
That's crazy.
And they were like, yeah, so the internship has got through and are you ready to come like next week? And I was like, next week? But I was like, yeah, sure, let me go. But that's what I mean. I'm someone who takes, I take chances, I take risks, I take opportunities and I just run with them and I see where they take me. So I went to the UN and I did the Vienna internship and that was amazing and I felt empowered with that. And then I came back to London and I felt reality.
I felt reality.
Yeah. You know when you come from uni and you're like, look at me with my shiny, I got a degree.
Yes.
I got a first class degree. Do you know what that is? That's 3 years.
Wow.
That's 3 years of hard work.
Yeah.
But like nobody's listening, nobody cares.
No, the real world will rough you up real quick.
Oh, listen.
Nobody cares. You're like, I was in the library.
literally. Oh, that's so interesting. I actually want to like pause here on something you just said about taking opportunities. And I think you're a great example of just going for it. Right? How do you have just the confidence to just do it? Because I think a lot of women struggle with that, right? You get into analysis paralysis, you consider so many different things and factors before you make a decision and you almost psych yourself out. And imposter syndrome, all these things that cause you to just, though this opportunity is in front of me, maybe I'm not deserving of it, or maybe I'm not, maybe I just can't live up to it. How do you, do you battle with things like that and how do you get over that?
Even the idea of, or I guess the term of, what is it again? When
Imposter syndrome,
like learning about that term, it's like there's, it's like there's many times I've felt like that before knowing what the term was. There's many times I felt like those feelings of someone who feels like they're not worthy, they're not, the chance is not for them, it's not necessarily something that people like them do. I've felt like that, but I've just ignored it. Like, to me, I've just said, why not me? Like, it's always been like, why not me? Like,
that's
so literally lovely. Like, why not me?
And
the thing as well, it's like when I apply my talent and I apply my work ethic and I apply my hard work, determination, research, why not me? Why not me?
So and so,
oh, again, Lydia's emotional.
It's okay. Let it flow.
Lydia's emotional.
Let it all out. And just following up on that, actually, yeah. because this is something that me and Courtney have a discussion about regularly, this whole idea of imposter syndrome and having arrived.
Yeah.
Do you still battle with the whole feeling of like, oh, like, I guess imposter syndrome? Do you still struggle with feeling whether you're, you know, worth it or deserving?
No.
And if so, she said no.
Okay, Tisha, no, let me tell you
how did you overcome it then?
I overcame it, I guess in regards to the job that I do, I think that's something that's important to highlight. Because there's a lot of people who, or maybe just anyone who feels undervalued. But I think if you have research, if you have background knowledge and an understanding of what something is worth,
yeah.
and you bring that to the table,
yes.
it's like, regardless of my skin color, regardless of my race, regardless of my ethnicity, my background, my faith, regardless of all of that, I bring what you require to the table. So
right.
why
that's
not me?
That's the energy that we need,
right.
guys. That is absolutely good energy.
Spot on.
Why not me? And so it's like, I can't, and in fact, I get offended when like, I get offended like sometimes when I'm negotiating business and it's like, you've come in so low and it's like, but wait, remember that you came to me. So why would I reduce myself down to what you think my worth is to you? I already made my worth. I already said that for the time and for the work that I put behind this and for the content and for the content that you're going to get out of it is going to be phenomenal.
Yes.
So this is the price.
Yes.
And that's what it's going to be. And I get offended sometimes when someone tells me what I'm worth. So I think it's like, it's having the confidence. If you have the confidence in the work that you're doing, if you have the confidence in your abilities, if you have the confidence in your smarts, whatever it is you have confidence in it, somebody else shouldn't tell you what it's worth.
Yeah.
Like, you should be able to have permission to say, no, actually, it's this and that's what it's going to be.
So spot on. So, I'm so glad that you brought up the thing about getting, you know, paid work and because we know you're getting paid. I mean, because you are
a brick and mortar somewhere.
You are a homeowner. Woof, woof. And we are going to get deep into the boss babe conversation about money, making money, setting up your own business and being a business, because that's what you are.
Thank you.
And of course, your major goal of hitting home ownership. But we want to kind of backpedal a bit. You have over 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
I think you're on like 140,000, even more than that, subscribers.
On
YouTube?
175. Nobody's counting.
Girl, we are. Over 170,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
And generally, your content, I mean, I'm even thinking about things like your Greece vlog and your Jamaica vlog. Mm. Your content reaches far.
Yeah,
it is so creative.
That's a million view. Did someone say a million?
Come
I heard it too.
Seven,
multiple. Did somebody say several?
We love it.
I never monetized the video, guys. I never.
No. Let's talk about that.
I never monetized the video. The real ones already know. That's the one time. And let me tell you. Oh, this conversation switched.
Go ahead, we
that's
wanna
the
know.
One that's one of my biggest regrets on YouTube.
Wow.
Because I never monetized that video. The reason why I didn't is because I loved the edit so much, and my experience of Jamaica was just of the best quality. I will never stop like bigging up Jamaica. I feel like the tourism board needs to like find me somewhere, because I love Jamaica and my experience of it was so wonderful that I felt like I didn't really capture all of it.
Right.
And so that vlog wasn't, like, as good as it was, it wasn't quite the exact experience that I had.
Okay.
So I wanted to still keep, because of that, wanted to still keep it to show Jamaica exactly as it was at that time. And that was a lot of the music that was in the background.
Right.
So we'll be in a shop somewhere and there's like popcorn playing in the back.
Yeah.
And then we're rafting and there's like some local music playing in the back. And so it was being flagged all left, right, forward and center. But I was like, but if I change the music, I change the vibe of the video.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I don't want to undersell Jamaica. So I full gave it. I just said, you know what? It is what it is.
Wow.
And then the video blew. And then I said, oh, wow. So I just, but then at the same time, I'm like, I'm happy I didn't compromise.
Yeah.
Because it's a fantastic video.
Yeah.
And I think the million views, half of them could be me, because I watch it myself all the time, because as much as it didn't show the Jamaica that, the one that I exactly experienced, it's still a combination of wonderful experiences, yes. right? Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that I was able to show that. And so many people love it, and it yeah. reminds them of being at home, and it yeah. reminds them of their holidays, and it reminds, or it takes them to a different place that they've never been to.
Yeah.
So I love that that video is exactly how it is, but at the same time, I never made a single pence out of it.
But that's what's so interesting. I feel like you always demonstrate this commitment to your art.
Yes.
You can, you really are committed to the content you it's create, true. The quality. Even that's all the way in Jamaica. I'm thinking about things like when you're coming down the stairs and awesome. There's a clip of you coming down the stairs and from the back view.
You go up,
I know
go
you
down.
Have to go through the go up and down the stairs a couple times yes. to get that kind of shot. Of but course. That's commitment to mm. the creativity.
Because it's art, and I want you to watch it. I want someone to be able to say that when I watch your vlogs, it's an escape. Mm. Like, it makes me feel good, or yeah. it takes me away from the daily, whatever's going on. Like I was saying, that's what I was saying, I was tired. It's yeah. tiring knowing that sometimes it's like knowing that people really enjoy the stuff that you create, and it yeah. takes them away from their struggles. But yeah. what if I'm tired?
It's so yeah. true.
It's what if so I'm true. Tired, you know? And that's the whole, you know, we'll get into it later on, but yeah. the whole boss babe thing. It's yeah. like, you gotta work. No, please, me, I like to rest. Mm. I like to rest.
Oh, no, that's
and
right.
I think right now, again, I'm tired also because of the whole house thing that I'm yeah. like, I'm living like three different lives at the same time. Wow. It's crazy. So yeah, I'm tired.
I hear that. So I want to ask, or we want to ask you.
Yes.
What are the pros and cons of your whole social media journey in putting your life out there, in vlogging, in being a public figure
yeah.
and having people, I'm sure, recognize you wherever you go, because you are that girl. I think it's easy to think, like you said, that with social media, it's easy for people to get so close to you and yeah. to follow you around wherever you go, and also mm-hmm. to just feel like you are their big sister.
Mm-hmm.
But in that, have you found that there have been pros and cons to social media? What's the real behind being such a big social media influencer?
That's a good question. I've got the pros and I've got the cons. I guess, first of all, I let out a sigh because it's like, people assume that social media, first of all, is not a job.
Right.
It's not a job. So it's like, what do you mean pros and cons? Like, you just sit around taking pictures all day? No.
Right.
So it's like, I guess that's a con. But let's start with the pros. Let's start with the good stuff. Let's start with the real good stuff. I guess my favorite thing about being on social media mm-hmm. or being well known in mm-hmm. a way is having like automatic friends. Mm-hmm. I could go anywhere in the world and I've got a friend somewhere.
That's wow. so good.
And it's like, it's crazy because it happens. And yeah. it's like, the craziest time it happened was in Singapore. I'm like, wow. I was like, I'm in That's Singapore, crazy. I'm relaxing. I'm like, and I hear my name, Lydia. I said, woo. In this Singapore.
Wow.
It's like, oh my God, girl, I watch you. And I was like, mind blown. Like, mind That's blown. Insane. Like, I'm even shaking just now, just thinking about it, because it's like, you could go anywhere in the world and there's somebody who is familiar to you, somebody who wants to help you, somebody who's like friendly,
yeah.
somebody who feels connected to you in a way. It's like having international friends. It's fantastic. And I think that's been the best part about lockdown, ironically, because we've been walking a lot. You guys know about the Dinger Step Challenge,
there you
right?
go.
I know you know about the Dinger Step Challenge. So we've been walking a lot and we've been walking. We're like, hey, Lydia.
Wow.
And so I'm here with my boyfriend, and it's obviously we're newly together. Mm. So when we're walking outside, it's his first experiences of it was like, what?
Right. Wow. That's
like,
crazy.
What? We're just walking down the road and someone's like, hey, Lydia. And then I stop and I'm like, hey, girl, how are you?
Right.
And usually I never know anyone's name. Obviously, yeah. they know me, but I don't know your name. But yeah. I know that I know you.
Yeah.
But I just know. And I know that you know a lot about me too. And so for him, it's like, this is weird. But, right. But I'm like, hey, how are you?
No, that makes total sense.
But it's so nice. It's so nice to, like, every time knowing that someone's wishing you well, and each and every time it's always just good words. Like,
yeah.
you know, like when you meet a friend, it's like, imagine if you, when you go and meet a friend and each time you meet them, they always compliment you.
Mm.
And then every time you leave feeling like, oh, I like this friend.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I really like this friend, yeah. you know? And it's like, I feel that every day.
Yeah.
And it's so blessed. Like, I feel so blessed for that. So that's a really big part.
Love that.
That's a really, really good part. Another really good part is obviously working with my favorite brands.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just makes me like, I'm like, me, you lot found me. And I think the best part is the brands, when I work with a brand and it gasses my dad, that's when it's, that's the spot, that's the sweet spot. Like when I'm working, I'm about to do a campaign with British Airways.
Wow.
And I told my dad and he was like, as in British Airways. And I was like, yes, Dad. You know, we'll be working. So, getting to work with my favorite brands—that's always a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's just like watching stuff on TV when you're younger, being like being a dark-skinned black woman again. Mm. You just, first of all, you don't see yourself in these things. You don't see yourself in these adverts. So it's so far removed. I feel like it's like you feel so far removed from these brands. Because you don't see yourself represented. Yeah. So if I get a chance to work with them as representation, it's like, yeah, I'll take that. And that's why I'm always like, yeah, why not? Why not me?
Mm.
I'll do it.
Love
and
it.
Like, I'll take it and I'll represent us in the best way I can.
Yep.
So that when people think about black people or black girls, it's like, it's not that tired. I don't even want to hear that rhetoric anymore.
Yes.
Like, we have our own, we're all individuals, you know? Yeah. We're all individual people, just like other races have individual 100%. People, you know?
Yeah.
So... why not me? I might put that in a t-shirt.
Why not me? Sell it. I'll be there.
I might put that in a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. I hope my my employee is listening so that she can write that down.
So it's good to hear that there are so many great things that have impacted your life about social media and that are pros.
Yeah.
But we know that social media is not all glitz and glam. It's not all filters and looking nice.
Yeah.
What are the kind of downsides to being a public figure?
I think there's quite a few. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just like any job in the world. Mm-hmm. If you work in any job in the world, there's always going to be things that you love at work.
Of course.
And there's going to be things that just like grind your gears.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one thing. I feel like we're not allowed to complain or to seem as though you're complaining. Because what job do you do anyway?
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like there's a certain perception that social media content creators, influencers, whatever it is that anyone wants to call the name of the job, is you don't do any work. Like, you're not working. So, or even if you are working, quote unquote, it's a very simple job and it's just taking a picture and then go. So what is it? And I think at first it was always like I wanted to always prove myself, like, no, it is work. No, look at me. I'm doing this, and this. And I was just like, listen, I don't have to speak. It's like, you see by the things that I'm doing that I am doing work.
Of course.
Because if I wasn't working, then who's paying for this mortgage?
Yeah. Say it again.
Who's paying for this mortgage? Like, who raised this deposit? Like, who, like, I don't need to come and justify that what I'm doing is work. Or not.
Yeah.
Whether you perceive it to be a work or not, it is a registered business. I got tax. I got corporation tax that slapped me last week. I said, that's when I realized, don't worry, whether they say it's work or not.
It's HMRC says it's work. No.
And then the only, as long as Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs,
the Queen
they will
said,
say, girl, you're working.
The Queen said, bring me my money back.
Yeah.
So
I think that's so interesting. Sorry to jump in, but as an influencer, you often see that like on social media, loads of people say like, what do influencers even do that they're getting these really big checks?
Yeah.
And who do they think they are? And blah, blah, blah. And I think it's so funny that oftentimes people see you and your content and your platform as they're just coming and they're supporting you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was this tweet I saw years ago by JME, the grime rapper.
Yeah.
And somebody, he was talking about how when he's out, he's a very private person. And so sometimes he may decline to take pictures with you.
Yeah.
Especially if he's like with his family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, hey, we're out here buying all your music. We're the ones who made you. And you can't stop and give us a picture. And he was like, I gave you the music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where people get it wrong.
Yeah.
They forget that they're engaging with your your content because you put out the content, yeah. right? You've actually worked to create this vlog or this picture or this experience, yeah. and they're engaging with that. And of course, it's reciprocal, yeah. but they almost act as though they're the first point,
yeah.
and not you putting out the content being the first point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's definitely tricky, and I've been feeling it a lot more lately. Mm. Now that I'm in a relationship, it's like there's someone else to consider. Yeah.
Talk to us about you know, that. About the privacy.
Yeah, there's like somebody else to consider, and it's not just like me. Because before it's like, yeah, girls, let's go. Y'all can know about this, that, because it's me, it's my life. I'm in control of everything that I'm saying, and I'm the one who's editing myself, and I'm in control of that. And I think it's unfair to, I guess, to expect someone to give you everything. It's like, please, let me have something for myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's not even just let me not have something to myself, but it's also this is somebody else's life. This is somebody, like, they are a whole entire entity. Ooh, English grammar. They're a whole entire entity. Am I saying the word right?
Yeah, you're saying it right.
I am, aren't I?
Entity, yeah.
Entity without me being Lydia Dinger, you know? That's a whole other human being. Yeah. So I think it's trying to, like, navigate my way around that, like trying to still show myself and still show my life, and I'm not trying to be this mysterious, oh my god, look at this, look, she's hiding her boyfriend. It's like, no, this is a whole other human person who has an existence outside of me being or him being Lydia Dinger's boyfriend.
Does that make sense? Definitely
yeah.
does.
So yeah, I think it's the innerness sometimes. That's a quote.
The innerness.
It's like, why are you so inner?
Yeah.
Put that in the dictionary. Why are you so inner? Yeah. You don't have to be so inner. And I know somebody will say, well, then you shouldn't put it on the internet.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's like, I get that. But remember, this is still also my life.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, when I'm with my boyfriend, I'm not with my boyfriend to show you that I'm with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm with my boyfriend because this is my life.
Yeah. And then it's ironic then when people get upset that it's like, you're only in a relationship for views.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's like, I'm now trying to do the authentic thing and you won't let me be
and
free.
You, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I'm not, we're not putting on a show, this is my life.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just see a percentage of it, and yes, that's obviously that's down to me and also down to the way content work. I can't stream my life 24/7.
Yeah.
This is not Big Brother, you know. So it's kind of like it's curated content, so I decide what I'm showing you.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I live, and if my house, guys, my house, oh my god, I got a kitchen in the lounge. My kitchen has been delivered and it's in the lounge awaiting to be fitted.
Yeah.
Building works is starting soon. Wow. So it's like my house is upside down. There's a toilet in the kitchen and there's a lounge in the kitchen. Oh,
wow.
So it's like things are everywhere. So if I'm staying at my partner's place and I'm recording, you're going to see my partner in the background, and I'm trying to protect his privacy. So it's like, I'm not trying to be your, this is my life.
Yeah.
This is my actual life. So, I think sometimes some people lack understanding of that. And it's always really hard. And it's like, you defend yourself or not. And it's just like, sometimes I really don't. I just don't. I just leave it. And it's like, but then the thing is, to be honest, people who follow me and people who are my long-time subscribers and anyone, I guess, anyone who's got half decency just knows, like, you watch someone and you take it for what it is. And you don't, like, if you don't like something, if you don't like something, you just leave it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be now fixing your lips to
say something.
Honestly, you're a better person than me, because sometimes I'll be telling Courtney, like, Courtney, I really want to tweet this, but it's gonna stay in my drafts because I'm trying to be a better person.
But what you do is you type it, but then you don't send it, or you type it in your notes. You get it out.
See, I'm even too scared to. Yeah, I do the notes, but I'm scared
you will send it.
I will accidentally press tweet and then be like, "Well, I've committed now."
No, that's error.
There we go.
Just put it in the notes.
That is so funny. But I think there's two main things underpinning what both of you guys have been saying, insofar as navigating those boundaries. There's the proximity issue, where people think that because they have access to parts of your content and parts of your life, they know you.
Yeah.
So there's that whole territory of overfamiliarity. And then there's the second segment, which is there's this weird thing that happens when you put yourself online where people forget that you're human beings.
And a real life person.
A real life person. All
thoughts,
of a sudden.
Feelings, all of the things.
All of those
things.
If
you cut me, it's the same red blood that bleeds. Like, it's the same thing.
People forget that. And I think it's so, so dangerous because, as you said, you're somebody that's also not only protecting your own boundaries and your own life, but the life of your partner, your family, and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
And it can often be really, really tricky when people have an idea of you in their head that may not necessarily be a full picture of you.
It could never be because again, I guess it can never be because it's, we create content. When you see a vlog, you see a tiny portion. I did a maths one time. There's a vlog somewhere. There's a calculation that I worked out. It was like a tiny little percentage, like less than 0.1% of my life is what you see. So it's kind of, again, unfair to make a complete judgment on who you think I am based on just that, because that's only a small percentage and you literally don't know everything. And so it's like you can't speak about things you don't know. And I think sometimes it's hurtful when people assume that they know. And they know everything about you. And it's like, no, you don't. I promise you don't.
Just a tad. And like, I think, I think that's actually a beautiful segue into the boss babe. Aesthetic, the stereotype, the everything.
The aesthetic is killing me. I'm trying. My God, I'm trying. Do you know, I have a standing appointment with my hairdresser, Iffy, 10 o'clock on Mondays.
She's amazing.
And I am just, I suffer to even get to the appointment. Like, I'm like, but I just want to be cute.
Yeah.
I'm trying you know, I'm trying to be cute. But trying to be cute all the time is tiring, which is why I, listen, sometimes you'll just be seeing me in my wig cap because I'm tired.
And it's unrealistic.
It is. Yeah. It really is. It's like, who has time? And at the same time, it's funny. I always say, if you look at my main feed, I look so cute all of the time. Just go and tap that little story. Just tap screaming. It. You see one wigless, you see one. Yeah. But not so much lately. Lately, because if he's been fixing me up, I can't lie. I've been looking cute.
Looking cute or whatever.
But it's tiring. Yeah. And it's not something that's manageable. And again, I think at the same time, sometimes I feel bad for it. I feel bad for feeling like I need to present myself in a certain way all the time because it's not realistic.
Yeah.
And like, who has time to be going to the hairdresser once a week?
No.
And also, people need to understand this is your job
as well.
Like,
this there you go.
This is your work to look like this and to do present like this. Yes. But for other people, that's not a requirement either.
And also, the way things work, I always talk about people not comparing. Don't compare yourself to people that you see on social media you see that standing appointment I have with Iffy. I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying for that standing appointment. And so it's like, I work with Iffy on a business promotion. I share her business and she does my hair. And Iffy does amazing. That doesn't negate the fact that Iffy is the best hairdresser in this.
She's good.
According to me, she is the best hairdresser. Oh, I'm so sorry. I am sitting in front of somebody who does hair right here.
It's actually completely fine. I love Iffy London. I'm actually like, I'm trying to send you some bundles to make it to a weird girl.
I'm screaming.
If you're listening to this,
Iffy, please fix her. But Iffy and I have a great business relationship as well. So it's like, somebody can't then start comparing their life to me because Lydia always has her hair done. Yeah. Therefore, now I should do too. Yeah. Me, I'm even struggling to make that appointment. So it's like, don't be comparing yourself to people that you see online because it's not everything is as it seems as well. Yeah. There's a lot of like smoke and mirrors. Is that the term? There's a lot of smoke and mirrors, and it's not everything is as it seems. So something might be presented in one way, but how did they get to that?
Yeah.
I guess my favorite thing that I always say is that in 2019 I did a lot of traveling. I was counting it up, and 2019 I traveled to 15 countries, and 18 different cities in 1 year.
Wow!
And so somebody watching thinking, oh, I want to do exactly what Lydia's doing. Yeah. I want to be doing what Lydia Ding is doing because that's what it takes to be successful. Or, but wait, do you know how many of those that I paid for? Do you know how many of those, like, those were work trips? Do you know how many of those, like, I need to find it on my phone somewhere, but there's a screenshot of, I listed every single holiday that I went to and which one of those were work. For example, for the Royal Caribbean trip, I didn't pay for anything at all. All I did is show up with my camera and Uzi, and we were there to work.
Yeah.
That was work for us.
Yeah.
And so, again, it goes back to the point of people saying, influencers don't really do any work. Because I do understand that is a very nice work perk.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not being silly
it's
here.
A great
like,
flued out.
I was more than happy to work. I'm like, you want me to work 24/7? I could do that. I could, on a cruise. We're going Jamaica, true. Haiti, and Mexico.
Wow.
Let's go. I'm working, you know? So you have to remember that there was I'll probably, maybe you guys, if you have archives, I'll share it for you guys to share so that they can see the trips that I actually paid for. I think there was probably like less than a third of all those 18 trips did I actually pay my own hard earned cash for, you know. Mm-hmm. There's elements in which were substituted, whether it's the hotel, whether it's the flight, whether it's dining experience. Yeah. Like, there's so much that's substituted, so that if you're sitting there comparing yourself to what you're seeing by your faves, from your faves, and what they're doing, where they're going, what they're eating, what they're dressing at, when they're changing their clothes every single week, they're hauling these clothes, skincare galore, hair, bundles, iffy London.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, that's all very nice, but it's like, how much of that does their hard and queen pay for? Like, sometimes, and it's a blessed part of the job, that's a cop, that's a pro,
for sure.
Free services, people want me to go and do my hair to them, and I'm like, no, sorry, I love Iffy, I'm so sorry. Like, it's not because I'm short of offers that Iffy does my hair. Iffy does my hair because Iffy slays my hair, you know. So it's a thing where you can't compare that. If your fave is getting her hair, you've seen her weekly vlog and she gets her hair done twice a week, and you're thinking, let me start doing that too. No, because that's coming out of your hard-earned pocket.
There you go.
That's coming out of your hard-earned pocket. Mm. And did you even budget for that, girl?
And you know, and then you do see a lot of people trying to keep up with social media and the images that are presented, and it running them into debt or putting their lives in danger, like, for example, surgery, things like this. The reality is, it's kind of different for you because it's not your job, and you're not being gifted it, and but that's another complex world of influencer culture.
Yes,
is true. Another one in itself. But talk to us about being the boss babe. Yes, right. Okay. So I guess the last segment of this, we wanted to really hear the wisdom of Lydia Dinga when it comes to all things business, creating a platform. I was in a Clubhouse. I don't know if you're on Clubhouse, Lydia.
No, I keep hearing it on Twitter and I just don't know. I'm 28.
You're not that old.
Yeah,
I'm 28. We'll
send you an invite. We'll send you an invite.
Oh, I think, can I even manage the invite?
Fair enough. But I was in a Clubhouse room called the Influencer Room, held by Iman Layla, and a whole bunch of amazing Uche, Notorious in there as well.
A whole bunch of amazing
people in PR, the influencer world. And we were talking about building platforms and giving advice to people who want to build platforms. And your name was brought up countless amounts of times as an example.
For real.
Yeah, of just great, authentic content, which is an amazing quality. We all, like, unanimously agreed you deserve, like, 10x the followers you currently have.
100%.
Tell YouTube that.
YouTube, I hope you're listening.
Hello, at YouTube.
Wow, that algorithm put Lydia Dinga all over it. Please. But we were talking about your platform, and so many people were just inspired, especially because they want to build their own platforms. What is your biggest advice or some advice you could give to somebody who wants to build a social media platform and make money from it?
I think the first thing is to be authentic. Be yourself and do it for the love of wanting to do it.
Okay.
As opposed to, this is a cash cow. Mm. It is a cash cow, I'll tell you that. You gotta milk it. There's a lot of milking happening. Some of us are getting less milk than others.
I'm screaming.
It's actually so true.
I'm screaming.
Some of you guys are getting cream. Just do the thing.
Some of us are getting that Waitrose, I don't know, cow milk, something from the high, somewhere far.
There's
high.
Levels to the milk, you know.
There's levels.
You know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, be authentic. Do it for the love of wanting to do it, less so than for the money. Mm. I have been on YouTube, as we said, I have been creating content online from 2009. The year is 2020. Yeah. It's been 11 years. Mm. And I'm not saying that you have to, you know, toil and like... Mm. I'm not saying you have to toil for you to be successful.
Yeah.
There's some people who are just successful in their own right because they deserve their success.
Mm.
Because they are an amazing editor, content creator, whatever it is that makes them successful, they're that successful because they deserve it.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, you need to be able to make sure that you're doing it for the right reason so that when things get tough, you don't get going.
Because
it gets tough real quick.
It gets tough real quick.
And especially when you're trying to do it, if you're trying to be someone who... you want to create content online, I'm guessing that's the question. And... you also have to work. You have to still support yourself. You still have to. You still got bills.
Mm.
Bills so then, are like recurring.
Recurring. Direct
if you listen
debit.
To the Two My Sisters podcast, direct you already know debit. About the bills, bills, bills. We make sure you know your about bills your have bills. A date.
I'm allowed to talk.
But go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, as well, get to know the business.
Wait, come to the mic. Come to the mic mm-hmm. if you want to be on.
Yeah,
go on.
I was going to say, that just from observing Lydia, get to know the business. Like, Lydia can finesse the game because she used to work in the business. Do you get what I'm saying?
So yes.
She actually knows how the business works. What she used to sit on the other side as an account manager mm-hmm. and pay influencers to market. Do you get what I'm saying? So because of that, Lydia knows the business.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And I think it's very good to have a great ideal mm-hmm. of what it might be to be an influencer and get to know the business.
Yeah.
If you don't know anybody who's working in influencer marketing,
yeah.
speak to somebody, speak to a PR person. She knows what people are budgeting when they're going out and hitting up influencers, which is why when she answered earlier and said, you know, about knowing her value and nobody else can put a price on her value, she has an idea of what's in their budget. And because of that, she now has an idea of what she should be charging I don't know what... If they offer £100, I'll take it.
Yeah.
These times, they could have given you 5,000.
Yeah.
But you took 100 because you have no idea about the business.
Know.
So learn the business.
Yeah. yeah. Thank you That's so good. Much. That was Lydia's boo. thank you so much for that advice. And it's so spot on. I would highly recommend anybody listening to go and listen to Lydia's interview with Nubian Skin, the owner of Nubian Skin. Because you went deep into that. And it was an amazing interview. And we are going to have you back to give us business.
Oh. It's already running out. I'm so sad.
You may end up becoming a co-host. We will talk about the ins and outs of the business side of things. Because we need you to educate us on how to secure that bag.
Yes.
Because we want to know. But one thing about this episode we really wanted to bring out is and mention, obviously you are a homeowner.
Yes.
And let me give the accolades. Lydia's 28 years old. And at the time you bought your house, you bought your house just you. Your name is on the mortgage.
That's me.
No parents, no like husband,
nobody.
None of that. It was just you, a single young black woman, self-employed. And the reason why I've got to emphasize this is when you're self-employed, the bank don't want to loan you nothing.
You untrustworthy, you just are by nature.
But you ended up buying your own house in London, one of the most expensive cities in the world, and you put down a deposit of 70,000 Great British Pound sterling.
You have to say Great
Can
British
you, like,
Pound.
Just so you don't get repeat the amount because I don't think
70,000 Great British Pound sterling. Just so y'all don't
every
get confused.
Every single last one of them I raised. Every single last one.
Talk.
3,000. I can't lie. 3,000 came from the government from the
help to buy.
I cashed that from the top.
You know what? You go into so much transparent depth about your home buying process and your home renovation process as well on at Lydia Dinger Home. And we need you to go and follow the page because dropping 100%. Gems. I remember the first live that you did. I was like, yeah, I've got my notepads. I wrote about like 3 pages of notes. I'm on a home too because Lydia is putting people on.
Mm.
But I want you to talk to us about goal setting.
Okay.
Because in listening to some of your previous interviews and just hearing on your vlogs as well, I remember whilst I was at uni, you saying you want to buy a house, right? And I remember, and everyone in the comments, we were all just like, whenever you allude to any good news, we're like, did Lydia buy her house? And we're all perspiring in the comments. What's the good news? So talk to us and give us tips on how to set a goal and reach it.
Yes. I think my favorite thing, and I say it all the time, is to set your goal and then work backwards to it. And then I think sometimes when you say that, someone's like, what does that even mean? That sounds cryptic in itself. What do you mean set a goal and work backwards? It's like, what is your goal, first of all? Have you ever visualized your goal? I am someone who's heavy on the visualizations. I could have told you what my house looked like right now, without the fact that it doesn't even look like that right now. Yeah. Like, I'm heavy on the visualizations. Like, when I see something in my mind, I can walk into an empty room and it's always disheveled. It's even how I ended up buying that house in the first place. Because when I look at the pictures of the estate agent, I'm like, how did you think this was a good idea, Lydia? Wow. How did you think this was a good idea? Because it's a lot of work for me to change it into the vision that I have for it. It's a lot of work. But because I already have that vision, it doesn't matter how much work it's going to take for me to change it. It doesn't matter that it started off looking like an old man's house. It's because it was an old man's house, you know. So when I bought it, that's what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop me from dreaming and making it what I want it to be, because I'm so heavy on the visuals. I'm so heavy on, like, I'm so specific. Be specific to your goal. Be specific to what it is that you want.
Yeah.
So if it's, I don't know, if it's a job, find the job. What's the name of the job? Okay, you've got the title. You found out what the name of the job is. So then you find the description of the person who works that job. Mm. What are those qualities that they have that maybe you don't have at the moment? Or what are the qualities that you have that you think fit into that role? You know, so you think, yeah, why not me? Because if you read a description and you're seeing the pay is like, oh, maybe, I don't know. You know, that's the imposter syndrome coming in, telling you that. I don't know if you should apply for that.
Yeah.
I don't know, because that's a big pay and you're kind of new, or you're kind of young, or you're whatever reason you give yourself that you don't go for it. Like, the thing is, if you understand what it is that you want, you know what is that it's needed for you to get that. So that if you have those things, regardless of what position you're in that time, then you're just going to go for it. You know, you're just going to apply for the job regardless of 100%. It. Okay, if you're young, okay, so what if you're young?
Yeah.
If you have the what it needs to do the job, you're going to be able to do the job, no?
That's
so good. Having a real understanding of what the goal is helps you be able to work backwards, so that because you then know the things that you need. If it's saving, you need to understand exactly. Do you have a time frame? Okay, cool. If you have a time frame, then you know, if I want to save, I don't know, £10,000 in whatever time frame it is, then you can then divide that into the amount of months that you have. And then you know that each month you need to save such and such. Therefore, in your monthly budget, you know that you need to make sure that you saved, or you've left enough money, not even left. You need to make sure that your priority is you've saved that 500 or whatever, 600, whatever the fee is, and then you're living on the rest, because then that's the only way you're going to get to your goal. But if you're not even clear on what the goal is, then you're not working backwards, you're not working forward, you're just always wishing.
So it's a lot of planning and discipline.
Planning and discipline, and actually, like, hold yourself accountable too.
Yeah.
Hold yourself accountable to the goal, and that's why you need to put time limits to these things. Mm. You can't be saying that, oh, One day
in the far off future.
One day could have been yesterday. One day could be in 10 years. One day could be in 30. Mm. I said, and I keep telling my mom, like, every single time I talk to her, right now I'm in the middle of planning my house. But I'm like, Mom, you know that by the time I'm 30, I'm going to have my second house. And she's always laughing.
Energy.
And I'm like, no. Like, I'm not just saying it. Yeah, like, this is a goal. And I'm not just saying it because, and it's not just like because it sounds nice to say.
Yeah.
It's because I'm working towards it. And the business moves that I'm doing behind what everybody's seeing makes me believe that when I say that by the time I'm 30 and I'm going to have more property, then it is going to have to be that, because I know I'm working towards it.
Yeah.
So you can be confident in all the things that you're saying.
Yes.
Set your goals, work backwards to it. Next thing I'd say is don't be afraid to try new things.
Mm.
Like, don't be afraid to try new things, and don't be afraid to do things that scare you. Yeah. You know, like me being here, guys, believe it or not, like, it's genuinely me doing and going through, like, not a fear, but something that's testing, you know, something that tests you, because I'm all good when I'm editing myself and I'm very much in control of what's happening and what's being said. And it's like, I guess it's maybe like a personality trait or personality, whatever, but I'm very much someone who I like to be in control. And so me being here in a podcast where I'm not in control of what, like, how the conversation's going to go, what's going to be said, it's like, it's me overcoming a fear. So don't be afraid to do things, because you never know what's going to be the end of them. Because maybe me coming out of this, I might be like, oh, maybe I want to start a podcast.
Which you should.
And then maybe out of that, I might get my biggest, most amazing sponsorship ever in my life that I never would have thought of, or that would never have come to me if I hadn't come and fulfilled and, like, pushed past a fear, you know?
Good.
So be excited and be excited, be grateful. Oh, be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful for everything that you have. Like, be grateful for the things that come your way, the big things, the small things, because if you're not grateful, it's like, how can you not be grateful for being so blessed, for being so blessed, so and being able to live a life that is literally your own. And so many people would want to be in that position. So for that, I am always so, 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 so thankful. Like, I'm so thankful. And I'm so thankful to even be here. Like, I'm thankful for everything. I'm thankful for all of it. And it's just,
I that gave me goosebumps because I feel like I can genuinely feel your gratitude. Mm. And it's so beautiful. For sure. It's so beautiful. Wow. I feel like the time has zoomed past.
Literally zoomed past.
Like I said, we're going to have you back, right, Renee?
I'm going to be back whether you want it or not.
I was already plotting. I was like, okay, so we're going to expand on this topic and this topic and this one.
Whether you want it or not, I'm going to be back, okay?
No, you are the online big sister. And we, there's always a seat for you here to come and talk to us all on the Two My Sisters podcast. It has been an honor having you.
Genuine, you didn't have to use the word honor.
Honor is the word.
I'm watching The Crown right now, so I love it. You can hear that. The Crown approves.
We love it. We love it. No, we are so thankful. And tell us where we can find you.
You can find me everywhere at Lydia Dinger and also at Lydia Dinger Home. Come follow me on my house renovation journey. Yeah. I'm showing you guys what it's really like to own a house, to change things, how much things cost. It's cost transparent. So you ask me how much it is, I'll tell you how much it is. So come join me at Lydia Dinger Home. And thank you so much for everyone who got me onto this show, guys. We did it. We scammed our way through. Joanna the scammer. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we love it.
Honestly, such an honor, as Courtney was saying. And we'll definitely be seeing you very soon. And guys, this isn't just a conversation between us three. This is a conversation with you guys. So make sure that you can join in and let us know what you think by adding us on Instagram, To My Sisterhood. And you can also say hi to us on our personal pages at Courtney.Daniela and at Renee Kapuku.
Or tweet us with the hashtag To My Sisters and join the sisterhood by signing up to our weekly newsletter so we can grow and glow together. We will talk to you very soon. And remember, keep glowing and growing.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.